This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. You're listening to Snack-Sized Sexy Stories, Short Sex Stories, read to you by us. Start or end your day the sexy way. Check out the link down below for more stuff from us. Enjoy listening to our hot steamy stories.
The next story is posted by Toes Finger Boobs from our / erotica. The title of this post is Stripped by the Vice Principal. Sit back and enjoy the story.
Would Mr. Allerson please report to the vice principal's office immediately? I knew I'd done fucked up. You've never not fucked up when you got called into the motherfucking vice principal's office. Huh? Wait, I think they just called you, bruh, said Joe. Confused as to why I would be called when it's almost time to go home. Joe's been a good friend of mine for the past 2 years. Actually, one of the first friends I made after moving here. They did, I replied. But like, it's almost time to go home, bruh. Well, you better go there ASAP. You don't want a piss of the vice principal, and you live nearby anyways. Yeah, you're right, I replied. But like, why would they call? I dashed to the vice principal's room before he could finish screaming, well, I better get going, as you said. As I was walking to the vice principal's room, I felt a certain pain in my stomach. A sign, an omen to what's to come? I had a good idea as to why I would have been called. I just didn't know what to expect. As I was approaching the 37th chamber of hell, I bumped into Mrs. Smith. Oh, Cody, Mrs. Smith, I'm so sorry, here, let me pick these books up for you. Oh no, don't worry about it. I'll pick them up. Now you gotta hurry to the VP's office. And then she pulled me closer and whispered, oh, a new good luck. You thanks, she waved. Now what could she have meant by good luck? What does the VP really have in mind for me? Maybe she ... Ugh, now Cody, you gotta get your mind out of the gutter. Plus, that wouldn't be a punishment, that'd be a reward. I finally got to the VP's room, where I was pleasantly greeted by Holly, the head of the student council. Now, main, let me tell you, she's proly perfection personified. Oh, the things I'd do just to spend a single night with her. Oh, hello? I quickly snapped out of my little daydream. Ye, hi, Holly. Ooh, fancy seeing you here. How you been? What you doing here? Yeah, so Mrs. Heathers is a little busy at the moment, so you're gonna have to wait outside for a bit. I hope that's all right, she replied, ignoring my questions. Oh, I'd be all right if I'm waiting with you, I mumble whispered under my breath. What? You, I mean, yeah, yeah, that's cool, totally cool. A 100%, no problemo. Glad to hear. And then she went to the student council's room to do student council shit, I presume. Whatever it is that they do in there. I sat down on a bench right outside the VP's office, cringing hard at my little interaction with Holly, until about 5 minutes later when I was finally called in. I walked in. PLS, sit down. I sat down. I'm sure you know why you've been called up here. I just looked away a bit. She let out a long sigh. What happened to you, Cody? You were an excellent, bright, capable, smart student. I would have never expected you, of all people, to be involved in something such as this. Never would I have thought, even though I only taught you for 1 year. You made a lasting, positive impression on me. This is the type of shit that really gets to me. I used to be a goody-two-shoes ... and I hated it. I dreaded every second of it. And now that I'm being myself, everybody's just hatin'. Though in all honesty, I deserve this, but people thinking I'm some kind of great genius, some kind of future engineer or something. It's too much, main, these expectations. So what do you have to say for yourself? I had so many thoughts, so many things I wanted to say, but I just couldn't. I kept silent. Come on, I asked you a question, young man. Answer me. Silent, huh? Well, on top of this recent situation on our hands, your grades have also been slipping. Now what do you have to say about that? You know your finals are coming up soon too. You better pick up your slack. We can't just let someone with a potential as bright as yours put that to waste. We're going to have to intervene. You're staying back today. But, no buts. Every teacher is having an important meeting later today, and I'm sure they'd be delighted by your presence. Even though she was scolding me like this, for some reason I enjoyed it a bit. I guess I am a huge loser, loner, and on top of that a perv, but there was just something about this. Her commanding voice, her authority, she also had a great body. At 5'11", she was only a couple of inches taller than me, but seemed to tower me, and it's usually just rare for this to happen. She also had decent D cup and a pretty nice ass too. A bit on the smaller end, but the shape and muscle made up for it. She exercised a lot and I'd often find myself fantasizing working out with her. Needless to say, I was slowly getting aroused by all this. I know it's wrong, but I just can't help it, you know. Hello, are you even there? Fuck, I caught myself daydreaming again. Yeah, I'm here. How are you not even slightly embarrassed? In fact, you seem to be enjoying yourself almost. You know what, if something like this doesn't make you feel shame, then I know what will. You're staying back naked. I'm sorry, ma'am, but who could you repeat that? Yeah, you heard that right. You're staying back naked. I'm making you attend the meeting too. We're having visitors from another school too, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to meet you and your little friend. Even that Holly girl you're always checking out will be there too. You, ma'am, you're kidding, right? Please, I'll do anything to not. No, I'm dead serious. I need to mold you back into the Cody you were 2 years ago. And only something harsh would be able to do that. But ma'am, wouldn't this be SS sexual harassment? Like, surely this is illegal. You could end up in jail for this. Ugh, sexual harassment, my ass. I'm done arguing. Now take your clothes off. Beboo. I said now. I very shamefully comply. Though I've pretty much lost all dignity I had as a man, I still felt kinda aroused. I take off my shirt first and then my inner shirt, and then get to my belt and was a little hesitant. Now, there isn't anything we haven't seen before. If you're a man, you shouldn't have any problem. I unbuckle and let my pants slide down and then get to my underwear. Oh, what's this? She says while lightly tapping my penis through the underwear with a pen. That's my penis, ma'am. All men have it. I know, but would you care to explain to me why it's so swelled up? You see, ma'am. Enough, just pull it down. Don't be shy. I've seen my fair share of penises in my lifetime. I pull down my undies and immediately plop out my 5'7" and cock. I try covering up, but I was quickly told to move my hands. Oh wow. I expected it to be a hell of a lot bigger. I quickly got shy and covered up, but she slapped my hand this time. Now why are you hiding such a beautiful specimen? You just called it small. No, I said I expected it to be bigger. Same thing. Length isn't everything's Cody. Huh, you see, your penis may not be the longest, but its girth is certainly respectable. Especially for someone at such a young age as yours. Wait, really? MHM. I envy whatever woman ends up with you. I get kinda flustered again. But in a good way this time. My cock also got harder as she was complimenting it. She looks at it and goes, oh, it's getting harder. And then kinda snaps out of a kinda like a trance she was in before. Truly pathetic. You're naked in front of a woman, more than a decade older than you. And mind you, your vice principal at that, and you're standing here aroused. She lets out a sigh. You must be hungry, let's go to the cafeteria. Walking round my school with my penis hanging out was definitely an interesting experience, to say the least. We get to the cafeteria and surprisingly not too many PO were there. And thankfully not Holly either. Only the staff seemed to be there. I grab a plate and as I'm going through, the lunch lady comments, son, I think you might want to cover up down there, pointing to my crotch. Then the VP quickly chimes, oh no, it's his punishment. Carry on, she said, moving her eyes as if she were checking me out. I flustered, quickly grab my food and find a table to eat at. The VP sits beside me and we start eating. Enjoy the food, she asked, trying to break the awkwardness. Yeah, the view's nice too. It's great seeing the school so peaceful. Oh, the view's great, all right. I'm not too sure about peaceful dough, she replies, failing at any attempt to make this not awkward. We proceed to finish our food and head to the restrooms to wash. On the way, I bump into Mrs. Janet, my French teacher. Cody, she exclaims, MS. Janet, I reply, almost mocking her cheeriness. Mrs. Janet is one of the most cheerful people ever. Her personality's just wonderful, and her passion for teaching is great and something I wish I could see well in more teachers. She was a bit the shorter side, standing at 5'6", beautiful blonde hair, flowing to her elbows, a body one dreams for in all their wildest dreams, D-cup tits, a nice ass and juicy thighs. What are you staying back for? She asked, ignoring the fact I'm naked. You see, the vice principals asked me to stay back as a punishment. I'll HV to sit through the meeting too. Damn, Sheena really is cruel. The meetings are suu boring. I just wanted to teach children not listen to more boring lectures after graduating. She really is. Oh yeah, you're naked too. I'm guessing it's part of the punishment. MHM. You're so lucky. I wish I could be naked at work, but I gotta wear this shirt, skirt, lingerie, these heels, and on top of that perfume. makeup? It's just so much work. I was not expecting that response from Ms. Janet. Anyways, I'll sigh later, she says, and then proceeds to shake my penis round a little bit and smiles. Which was definitely not something I expected her to do, but I definitely did not mind. I finally reach the restroom and head to the toilet stall where I contemplate whether or not I should jack off. That run-in with Ms. Janet has my cock throbbing now, and I should really try and calm it down, so I start stroking it, and about 5 minutes in, I can feel myself about to come, and then I hear Mrs. Heather's voice call out, "Cody, what's taking you so long? You all be done in a minute, ma'am. PLS, just hold on. Nobody takes this long to wash up and take a piss. I'm coming in." And just to my luck, this was the stall with the broken lock. I nut on her glasses and face, and I was scared for life. She licks some of the cum that falls on her face and takes off her glasses. Mad she holds in her fury and tells me to clean up and be on my way, and proceeds to wash her face. On the way, she tells me how she was impressed by how far I shot my cum. "By the way, Cody, I was impressed with how far you managed to shoot your air semen." "Ew, I was surprised too," I reply, slightly embarrassed. "You should save that trick for the meeting. I'm sure the teachers would welcome it." And this got me thinking about what kind of meeting this actually was. We get to the meeting room and she tells me to wait outside a bit. The room seemed to be packed. There were a lot of faces I didn't recognize. I'm assuming newer teachers or teachers of grades above mine. I hear a familiar voice scream, "Cody." It was Ms. Janet. She reaches for a hug like friends that haven't met in years and slightly rubs my penis on her belly. "Ms. Janet, I'm so glad you're here. This would not make the meeting a heck of a lot more fun," she said, winking. "Elizabeth, you're keeping us waiting. Sorry. I got a little caught up." She enters the room and the VP signals me to enter too. Inside, I went to an empty seat in the back. Mrs. Heather starts, "I'm glad all of you could make it for this meeting, as it will be a special one. Today we'll be going over methods of punishments of students." She then went on some rant about detention. Paragraph writings to why hitting a child is bad, yada yada. I passed out for about 40 minutes when I'm woken up, my whole body strapped onto the meeting table. She goes, "For more troublesome students, we must resort to more unconventional approaches. Now, this young lad right here will be a demonstration as to what's supposed to happen to more troublesome boys." I was scared, but I knew panicking would not help, so I just decided to wait it out. I mean, whatever she's got in mind, it can't be that bad, right? She pulls out latex gloves and puts them on. She keeps her fingers on my balls and starts playing with them. "Now observe, you start by playing with their testicles a little bit, get them comfortable." She continues playing with them for a couple more minutes and then knocks my penis a bit too. "And then you pull out one of these." She pulls out what seems to be a popsicle stick. She licks it and slowly starts feeling it through my balls and up my penis before hitting my balls with them. I try bearing the pain and let out a little groan. "Oh, now that hurt." She then starts holding my balls and squeezing them, and I try holding it in but fail and let out a loud I. We have cameras fitted around too to add to their embarrassment, take down their fragile masculinity. That would definitely humble these little fuckers down. That's the premise of it. Get as creative as you want with these. She finally lets go of my balls and starts stroking my cock. Edging is a good endurance test too. Once they're done too, the marathon isn't over since we're strapped for time. I'll make this snappy. She edges my cock for the next 15 minutes 20, and each time I come close to coming, she stops all stimulation for 30 seconds and plays with my balls a bit. Hitting it with the stick a couple times too, and even taking out a cold metal ruler to keep on em, and this goes on till I eventually nut a fucking volcano landing on a couple teachers there, and I let out a loud moan too. Now take it back to what I said earlier. Once they're done, the marathon isn't over. Well, you'll see what I meant by that. Won't you, Cody? She continued to stroke my cock even after I came. I was obviously in pain but enjoying this too, and my cock was still hard despite what just happened. I continue to come a couple more times till I'm soft, where I'm still coming even though I'm done. At this point, I'm struggling to keep my eyes open. PLSSS stop ag, I managed to blurt out along with a fuck ton more of nonsensical moans. Amazing, you still managed to ejaculate this much despite practically flooding the place earlier. Even after turning flaccid, well, that's a youthful cock for ya. Ladies? I hear a couple laughs. And now after that, to add extra salt to the open ocean wound, she takes out a measuring tape and taps my cocks and plays with my balls a little too till I'm hard again. Amazing, Cody, you managed to get erect again after all that. We must get you to see a doctor to see if your penis is alright. Now then, we take a measurement of the student's penis to add to what I like to call the wall of shame. I wanted to stop but I couldn't do anything, so I just went with the flow. Now, 5.7, no, 5.8 inches, just shy of a 6, 3.79 inches in girth too. Wow, this is a mammoth, she says playfully. I close my eyes for a burr and try catching my breath when I hear a click. We'll have a picture of the student's penis and its measurements pinned onto the wall of shame. At the moment, we'll have it in the staff room so the teachers would know who are the true troublemakers, and as a punishment to the students too. I hear printing noises and see my cock with its length of girth being hummed to a wall. Now how does it feel to be the first ever to be on the hall of shame? It's I erga, I blurt out. Laughter fills the room. Well then, that's all. Now any inquiries? Could you send the picture of the dick over? Oh, it'll be sent to all teachers. I would normally be mad, but I just did not give a fuck at this point. Now let's take a break and I'll answer more questions afterwards. I was relieved that it was finally over. My balls and penis were paining at this point. Ms. Janet unstrapped me and helped me up. You all right? You came a life ton in that session. You could probably impregnate every woman on earth with that cum. I'm fine besides the fact that my genitals are in pain right now. Oh, that sucks. I'll help you get to the nurse's office right away. We walk up to the nurse's office. Don't die. I'll try not to. The nurse asks me to lie down so she can examine my cock. The nurse was an immigrant from Burma and had a short, stout body at 5'4". Her breasts and ass weren't the biggest, but she made up for it in her looks. What's wrong? This seems to be a pretty healthy penis, she asks playfully. They just hurt. Sue, the VP, was showing a new punishment and she edged it and made ejaculate multiple times in succession. I replied. Oh, I see, she says, then reaches for some cream. Now don't worry one bit. Nurse Jenny's here to help you through this and get rid of the pain, she says as she starts applying the paste. She applies the paste pretty thoroughly round my cock, on my balls, on my cock, and massages them for a bit. I start getting hard again. But you'll have to calm it, she says as she lets go of my penis. No masturbating or sexual stuff for a week, all right. You need to give your penis time to heal after what the vice principal lady has done to the poor thing. She starts massaging it again for about 5 minutes, and then lets go and grabs a warm wet towel and starts tap drying my cock. After that, it's almost time for me to get home, so I'm on my way out when at the reception. The receptionist mentions how I'm naked, so I quickly rush to the vice principal's office to get my clothes and speedily head on home.
That was one hot and steamy story. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again with another hot, steamy sex story.